Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Mike Ross, and Mike is the owner of Calhoun's Original Southside Barbecue Sauce. He brought into the studio some delicious chicken wings here that are swimming in his beautiful sauce. Tell me a little bit about your family background in barbecue and how you came around to this business.
My family is originally from Alleccia, Louisiana. That's just outside of Baton Rouge, a few miles or two. Family moved up during the Great Migration and settled in Chicago. So we brought a lot of recipes from Louisiana with us. So we have a lot of good cooks in the family, just let me say that one. So I was always inundated by good flavors and many different varieties of foods. So my palate was very open at an early age. My Aunt Pam, though, she was the barbecue lady. She did the barbecues, family barbecues, and that turned into neighborhood barbecues, that turned into Southside barbecues, because as our web expanded with friends and families and family friends of families, they would always make sure they came to Pam's barbecues, which were always open. You know, if our family brought friends and their friends brought friends, it was all good.
Everybody was welcome.
Everybody was welcome. But Pam could barbecue in such a way that people would eat the barbecue and forget that it didn't have sauce on it. She had really good barbecue. And then when he figured it out, nobody wanted sauce. They're like, this is just really good like it is. And that became her reputation, that it was so good you can eat it without sauce. And this was long before the dry rub barbecue sauce debate came out. This was just something that happened on its own. As a kid, you know, I always liked to watch her, and she would always show me how to cook. Because since I was a little guy, I was always interested in cooking. My grandmother, I would always stand next to her and watch her cook. You know, and as I got a little older, she would give me different tasks to do. She'd include me. You know, first I started washing stuff, you know, vegetables and stuff. As I got a little better with a knife, I'd start cutting vegetables. You know, she showed me how to cut them in different ways. So, and then I started adding food to the pot. And then I started learning about seasonings. You know, that's kind of how I developed my cooking techniques. As I got older and started going on my own, I said, oh, I'm going to make a barbecue sauce that goes really good with Pam's barbecue. And that became my mission, my little inner family mission. I got to make a barbecue sauce that goes really good with Pam's barbecue. And it took a long time. You know, not that I was on it every day, but, you know, I would revisit it and come back as I would get ideas one year, you know, to the next. And I finally came up with Calhoun's Original Southside Barbecue Sauce and that recipe. And I felt really good about it. And what I had to do first was send it home to Pam and get that before I even put it out there and
Pam
said, I've done it. Yeah, I had to send it to the, you know, numero uno and say, okay, what do you think? You know, and she's not shy about giving her very crystal clear opinions about things. She's not shy at all, to the point it may hurt, but it'll be the truth. You know, you didn't have to question that. But she tried it and she absolutely loved it. And she right away started thinking of other recipes that she wanted to use it with. She said, can you make it again? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Really, consistency
is the important thing. Yeah. So, but actually, I was able to recreate it, you know, again and again. And it wasn't until my wife got involved that she and her brother really helped me out, because I cook Louisiana style. We don't measure anything with a spoon or a cup, you know, with a marking on it. That just does, it's a pinch, a shake, a dash, a throw, a toss,
A handful.
You know, a pile, a handful. Just put that in there. That was always one, too. Just throw some in there. So that's how I came up making stuff. And I always knew how much my hand held. I knew how much I could pinch and know what that would do. So my wife said, you can't do that. You can't do that.
So she went through and measured your pinch and measured your handful. And
yeah, well, first we fought, because she tried to get me to use measuring cups and do the whole thing. And she's a teacher in the area. She's a local teacher. So, but she teaches what? Anywhere from third grade to sixth grade. So she's very meticulous and she's a math nut. So definitely we clashed, because she was into precise measurements and all this. And I'm like, you are so crazy.
This is Elisa, right?
Elisa, yeah.
Yeah.
And so we said, we got to work something out, because we're going to kill each other in this kitchen, you know. And so her brother actually came over, and he's also an excellent guy, Jacob. And he devised a way that said, okay, here's how we're going to do this. You're going to get your measurements. You don't have to use measuring cups. Okay, how are we going to do this? He says, well, before you throw whatever you throw in the pot, throw it over here in this bowl that I have on the scale already tiered out, so I'll know how much that is before you throw it in. So just act like you're throwing it in the pot, but throw it in the bowl, and I'll record it. Uh-huh. And if you need a pinch more, throw a pinch more on the scale, and I'll record it. And then you throw it in the pot. I'm like, yeah, that might work. I could just go through and do my thing, and I'm throwing stuff in the bowl. He's measuring and writing and stuff, and she's over there recording. And we got it. It worked, you know? Yeah. And I was like, oh, right. So then we had a recipe locked in, tried the recipe according to the recipe that he wrote down, mm-hmm. and we could repeat it every time, and it would come out the same way every time. And that's how we figured that out. He was ingenious, and he definitely saved the marriage.
That's good.
Well, that was actually before we got married, so he really...
He made it so a marriage could happen.
There. Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about the name Calhouns. Where did the name Calhouns come from?
Ah, good question. A lot of people like to think my name is Calhoun, of course, you know, but mm-hmm. it's not. My name's Mike Ross, and Calhoun... Ooh, hello, honey. If you hear this, it is Michael Jerome Cohen Ross. but anyway, Calhoun is the street I grew up on the south side of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my mother still lives on Calhoun Street. My aunt lives next door to my mom.
She and is that Aunt Pam?
Aunt Pam. She okay. owns the house next door to my mom
okay.
on Calhoun.
Okay.
So this is kind of like a tribute to them.
Yeah,
you know?
That's nice.
Because it's all about, that's where this came from, is them. So it was a throwback to them. Mm-hmm. And my mom's tickled pink about that whole thing.
How did you make the transition? You probably made this first for friends and relatives.
Yeah.
And then you decided at some point to make the transition to become a business.
I moved to California to actually start a business because I saw the way the community supported local artists and business, you know, if it was something they liked and really could rally behind. I said, oh, this is great, because trying to start a business in Chicago, you know, from where I stand was like, okay, that's not going to happen. But this was a very warm and welcoming community. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to take a shot. I have an idea. I had several. But this is the one that actually materialized, because this is what I wanted to do. Actually, I want to sell barbecue in town. I really want to bring a different flavor to the area. But the barbecue sauce started because that's what I already had, you know, going. Mm-hmm. I already had that one halfway worked out. So I finished that off. I wanted to finish this one before I start my next step. And started making it. And we started bottling it in mason jars at first, passing it out to friends. Uh-huh. Like I said, my wife's a teacher, so the Eureka City Schools teachers were awesome. They were awesome, awesome, awesome. I love you all, because they were my first real support group. I gave it away at first, and then they would come back and offer to buy it. Uh-huh. We said, we'll buy this. And they did. And I was like, okay, wow, that's something. People really want to do that. And then, so what Elise and I would do is when they have parties for the kids, you know, the classroom parties and stuff, instead of her bringing cupcakes, she'd never want to bring cupcakes and sweets. So she started roasting asparagus, and I would fry chicken wings like the mm-hmm. ones you have here and bring it. And the kids loved it, and they would take it back home. Mom, you got to get this. You got to do this. You got to get this. And so people would start coming and asking. We said, well, let's start it. Let's do it. And then we got involved with the AEDC and the IEDC, and they were absolutely instrumental beyond belief on helping us get our business off the ground. And they've been behind us 100% ever since.
So, Mike, tell me, if people are interested in getting a hold of your barbecue sauce and giving that a try, how would they get some of your barbecue sauce here in town?
Several ways. If you're in Eureka, we're in the local markets such as the Co-op, Eureka Natural Foods, Ray's, Murphy's, Myrtle Market, Bella Baskets, and sometimes we're at the farm store too, and Lolita Cheese Factory. If you're in Arcata, we're at the Co-op, Wildberries, Ray's, and Murphy's, as well as Trinidad Murphy's. We're also at Marish Market. We're even at Pacific Star Winery in Mendocino. You can get you a nice bottle of wine and get you a nice bottle of barbecue sauce. Funny how that works. And we have a website too. You can access our website at www.calhounsbbq.com. It's a fun site. We have some interesting little recipes on things you might want to try with Calhouns. And you can also order and have Calhouns shipped anywhere in the world. On the last page of the website, the link to Bella Baskets, Mark will ship Calhouns anywhere in the world for you or to you.
That sounds great. This is Jennifer Bell, and I'm going to sign off now so I can eat my chicken wings and Calhoun's barbecue sauce. And thank you very much, Mike, for coming up.
Thank you for having me.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.